Gemara Lamed Vav Amen Aleph quotes the Machlokes of Yosef Aglini and Rabbi Akiva, where the one is Yotze Matzeh the Maisa Sheni. What's the Shaila? The Rabbi Yosef Aglini holds. It's called Lechem Oini Mishen Echol Baninus Yotze Maisa Sheni Sheni Echol Baninus. So before you get to Daf Lamed Tes on the base, one could have perhaps suggested a pshat that the problem is in the afiyah l'shmo, that the din is that matzah has to have shmurim, matzah has to have afiyah l'shmo. So since this is matzah has to be lechem oni mashenecha baninus, ma'aseh sheni zeinanecha baninus, it's like a tata disastri. So that's lacking in l'shmo. Yeah, but once you get to lamites on base, the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, just like matzah shel ma'aseh sheni is no good, so morah shel ma'aseh sheni is also no good. So morah does need afiyah l'shmo. So clearly that suggestion is wrong. So what is the Geder Hadin of Mishenechal Baninus that it should apply equally to Matzah and to Mor? So the Chayre has to have something to do with the Tarta Desasri, but it's not a Tarta Desasri in Lishma, it's a Tarta Desasri in the Mitzvah Sachila. You see that this Mitzvah Sachila is Dafke Eino Nechal Baninus. And the other Mitzvah Sachila of Lechamoni, and apparently Morer also has to be something which is Nechal Baninu, so it's a Tarte de Sastri in the Kima Mitzvah. You can't say that you yaiti two mitzvahs which are so different with one Maisa Achila. So then the Gemara has a suffix, Boi Rami Bachome, right before the Mishnah. The Shaila is, what about, should I say that Morer is only the Rabbanon, so therefore it should be different. So what exactly, what's the Nekudas HaSuffik over here? So Rashi has two interpretations. One interpretation is that Maisa Sheni, Trumas and Maisis is only deraisa by Dog and Kirish V'yitza. And on Morer is a vegetable, so Maisa Yerek is only the Rabbanon. So the whole Maisa Sheni on Morer is only the Rabbanon. So that was the Gemara's topic. Maybe it's only a Tarte de Sasri in the Mitzvah Sachile if it's Maisa Sheni deraisa. If you're dealing with Maisa Sheni the Rabbanon, that doesn't constitute a Tarte de Sasri with the Mitzvah Sachile of Morer. Why? And if it would have been Maisa Sheni the Rabbanon by Matzah, would have also not been. Gemara would have had the same suffix. Maybe only Maisa Sheni the Raisa is a type of the Sasri with Matzah Mor. Maisa Sheni the Rabbanon should not be a type of the Sasri. So it means the Gemara suffix is, what's the nature of the din of Maisa Sheni the Rabbanon? The suffix is, what's the nature of the din of Maisa Sheni the Rabbanon? What is there to have a suffix about? So I thought the suffix perhaps is along the following lines. The Netziv has in Simon Kuf, in his commentary on Shiltus, he has a fantastic Chiddush. Tosis in Brachas on Laman Hei Amin Aleph is bothered with a kasha on the first daf in Ketzam Avochim. Tosis has the kasha that the Gemara has a drosh on the pasuk Kodesh Hilulim Hashem Achlei Bahadar Achlei. We read the word Hilulim as if it were written Hilulim, and Hilulim means Pidyon, to be Mechalo Maisa Sheni. So this is the mocker for the institution of Pidyon Netter Revai. The Pasuk is talking about Netter Revai. Pidyon Netter Revai. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. Why do you need Adrosha, Kodesh, Hilulim? Hilulim, Achle, that it's possible to have Pidyon and Netter Revai. We know from the Mishnayis that there's a Xerishov, a Kodesh, Kodesh, linking Maisa Sheni with Netter Revai. And there are explicit psukim in Chumash Devarim about Pidyon Maisa Sheni. It's Arta Kesa Biodecho. It says Beferish that there's an institution of Pidyon Maisa Sheni. So the Mela, based on the Xerashav of Kodesh Kodesh, we should know that there's an institution of Pidyon Netter Revai. So what did Nidan do Drosha for? This is Tosis and all the Rishonim asked that kasha. So the Netziv has another three kashas, and it gives a whole Shir Klali, and it gives a whole fantastic Shtikal Torah. And the Nikuda of the Shtikal Torah is at Sedot Tzvei Dinim, the two Dinim of Pidyon Maisa Sheni and Pidyon Netter Revai. It's talking one Din that says in the Chumash, and that's a mitzvah to bring a Maisa Sheni Netter Revai to Yerushalayim, either to bring it, or a mitzvah to be paid in the Maisa Sheni Netter Revai, to bring the money to Yerushalayim and eat it. But then you have sometimes where there is no mitzvah to bring the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim to eat it. There's an issa to eat the Maisa Sheni Netter Revai chutz li Yerushalayim, but there's no mitzvah to bring it and to eat it. If you want, you can let it rot. If you're not interested in wasting your time, let it rot away chutz li Yerushalayim. But if you want to have a heter to eat it, so then you got to bring it to Yerushalayim. So then the pinyon over there is not a pinyon shal mitzvah, that's a pinyon hamatir. So that's the second pasuk. Achle v'hader achle, that's telling me this new din, that there's a new kind of pinyon. Not The other pinyon is a mitzvah either to bring the peiros to Yerushalayim to eat them, or it's a mitzvah to be paid and to bring the money to Yerushalayim and to switch the money onto peiros and then to eat that. That's one route of pinyon. And it gives all the differences, la'alocha, that when the pinyon is a mitzvah, you say a bracha. When the pinyon is a matah, you don't say a bracha. When the pinyon is a mitzvah, then you have to be moisiv chaymish. When the pinyon is a matah, you're not moisiv chaymish. And when the pinyon is a mitzvah, then you have to use dafke kesef sheyesh olav tzura. Shavu kesef is no good. And over here, when the pinyon is a matif, and this new pasuk, so even shavu kesef, the rishonim, the gaonim say even shavu puta is also good. The shad is, where do you have a case where the maaseh sheni, where there's no mitzvah to bring into Yerushalayim? Where do you have such a case? That if you're not interested, let it, don't waste your time, let it right away over here. Where do you have such a thing? So he wants to say that that's net the revai b'chutz lords. Okay, that's his suggestion. That all the mitzvahs are clear as far as only apply in Eretz Yisrael, with a few exceptions. So all of the what are the exceptions where you have mitzvahs are clear as far as that apply in chutz lords ben ha-Torah? So you have chodosh. So chodosh, if you hold that it applies machleg satan, what the chodosh b'chutz lords is the raisa the rabban. The chodosh really starts off as an iser. It's not really a mitzvah kli, but that's not a mitzvah saseh. That's a mitzvah sloy saseh. So that's how the Torah Zroim writes like that. It would appear that the few mitzvahs atlis ba'aretz that apply in chutz la'aretz min ha-Torah, with the Rabbanon you have even mitzvahs, you have the Trumas and Mises. But min ha-Torah, the only mitzvahs atlis ba'aretz that apply in chutz la'aretz are those that are isurim. So it's not really, it's not a mitzvah asay, it's a mitzvah slayseh. So you have chodesh b'chutz la'aretz. Then you have Orla b'chutz la'aretz also is an iser. It starts off as an iser. Some Rishonim hold, Tosfos holds it even. Revai applies b'chutz la'aretz as well. So that's what the Netziv comes in this part. So he says, Revai b'chutz la'aretz only has the iser. You're not allowed to eat in chutz li'Yerushalayim. But there's no mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. If you don't want to bother, so leave it to chutz la'aretz and let it right away. But the problem is that the whole Orla b'chutz la'aretz is only halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So he's saying that you have a pasuk, hilulim chilulim achle v'hadar achle. The whole drash on the pasuk is referring to a pinyon hamatir, which only applies on a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. How can you have a drash on a pasuk explaining some details of halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? There must be some down-to-earth case that's not a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that's a real din in Torah Shebichsav, that where you apply this new din, that there's a pinyon hamatir, which is not a pinyon shal mitzvah. So the Netziv quotes, yes, there's a shita mukubetzes in Perek HaZohav, where they quote a Ravid, who interprets in the Gemara like that, that if you have ma'aseh sheni, she'en bo shove pruto, if you want, you can let it right away, chutz li Yerushalayim, there's no mitzvah to havi li Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it, so you have no brera, so then you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, or you can be poded. So there, that's a pinyon hamata. That's not a pinyon shal mitzvah. Normally, pinyon ma'aseh sheni, pinyon at the revai, is to fulfill the mitzvah. Either the mitzvah is to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat the original peiros in Yerushalayim, or as a substitute to be paid at the peiros in a mitzvah to bring the money to Yerushalayim. And here, by ma'aseh sheni sheim o shavu pruto, or em b'chum she shavu pruto, two versions there in the Gemara, Perek Hazav. So there, the rabbi interprets in the Gemara, there's no mitzvah lahavio to Yerushalayim. It's just that it starts off as an Issa. So maybe that's what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara's suffix is, when is there a Tarta Desasri? It's not a Tarta Desasri in the Lushmos. See, if not for our Gemara, one would have been able to learn a falship shot. One could have said that Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita only applies Matzah Shal Ma'aseh Sheni is no good. Ein Anecha Baninus. What does it mean? Because you need Asiya Lushmo, and this is a Tarta Desasri in the Lushmo. How can you call out Lushmo? But you see, from our Gemara, Mora doesn't need Asiya Lishma. So it's not a vort of Taita Desasri in Lishma, it's a vort that's a Taita Desasri in the Kiyom HaMitzvah Achiva. So the Gemara has a suffix. Maybe the only time there's a Taita Desasri is if it's Maiseh Sheni, the Oraisa, where there's a mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim. Maybe Maiseh Sheni, the Rabbanon, there is no mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim, it's just there's an Iser. Maybe Maiseh Sheni, the Rabbanon, they introduced it, like the Netziv's two funny cases, the Netter of Ibechutz Lords. In the Ma'aseh Sheni Sheim Bo Shave Pruto, that it doesn't really have a mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim, it's just that there's an Issa to eat it chutz Yerushalayim. So if there's no mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim, so you can't say that there's a taita desasri in the mitzvah sachila. You're eating matzah, eating maror is a mitzvah, and the eating the Ma'aseh Sheni is a heter. It's permissible to eat it in Yerushalayim. It's not that there's a mitzvah lo achla b'Yerushalayim. So maybe that's the Gemara suffix. Should I say, Mistabra matzah or maror, they should be the same. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun, that the Takana the Rabbanan of Maisa Sheni the Rabbanan was patterned after Maisa Sheni the Raisa. Just like Maisa Sheni the Raisa, there's a mitzvah sachila b'Yerushalayim. So Maisa Sheni the Rabbanan is also a mitzvah sachila b'Yerushalayim. Or should I say no? That was the one side. And the other side was no. There's no mitzvah sachila. It's just that it's also liyach l'chutz Yerushalayim. They only introduced the Isser aspect of Maisa Sheni. They never introduced the mitzvah aspect. The melech is not tied to the sasri in the mitzvah sachila. That's according to the one pshat that Rashi says. That he says that the Maisa Sheni by Marar is only the Rabban. Then Rashi has another pshat, not that the Gemara Sofik is what's the nature of Maisa Sheni the Rabbanon. Gemara Sofik is what's the nature of Marar Bizman Hazeh. Marar Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. So that's the shaila. When Marar was there, Raisa Bizman Sheh, Beis HaMikdash Shoykam Bizman, HaKrovas HaKorban Pesach, that Marar was there, Raisa. So that's for sure. You're not Yotze. If you eat Marar Shalom Maisa Sheni, Aliba the Rabbi Yosag Lili, you wouldn't be Yotze. Just like he holds that you need Matzah HaNacheles Mishanecho Baninus, Yotze of Maisa Sheni. If you have Matzah so Maisa Sheni, it's not good. So Marar Maisa Sheni is also no good. But the Gemara Sofik is about Marar Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon Zeicha Lamig. Why is it no good if it's Marar is their Raisa? Because it's a tie to the Sasra in the Mitzvah Sachila. So the Gemara has a Sofik, but what about Marar Bizman Hazeh? Marar Bizman Hazeh is only Zeicha Lamigdosh. So it isn't really a Mitzvah Sachilas Marar. It's a Mitzvah to make a Zeicha Lamigdosh. The Mitzvah really is not Niskayim through the eating and it goes down into my stomach. That's the Pu'ula that you do, you eat it. But the Kiyam HaMitzvah really is that he conjures up in his mind recollections about the way things were. So that's the Gemara Sofik. Since the nature of the mitzvah, the motivation to make the mitzvah of Marav Bizman is Ezechel HaMikdash, so perhaps the Gemara Sofik is that the nature of the mitzvah? That is the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Marav Bizman is the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Ezechel HaMikdash? They say no. Ezechel HaMikdash is what motivated HaChachamim to introduce a mitzvah of Marav. And Marav Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah of Marav. Midrabbanon, just like Bizman HaMikdash, it was a mitzvah of Marav. So Bizman Hazeh, it's also a mitzvah of Marav. So maybe that's the Gemara Sofik. Then the Gemara says that the answer is that called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there. I said Tikkun. That Bizman Hazeh, it's not Zeichel HaMikdash, it's not the essence of the mitzvah. Zeichel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to make a mitzvah of Marav. And the mitzvah is Achilas Marav. So Achilas Marav and Achilas Maaseh Sheni are tied to the Sasra. Because this has to be Nechel Baninus, this has to be Davke Eino Nechel Baninus, so you can't fulfill the both mitzvahs bevasachas. That's Rav Soloveitchik suggests in such a pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh in Arvei Psochim makes a comment that you have to have a kazayis when you eat maror. He points out it never says beferish in Arvei Psochim how much you have to eat. So he says you think you need a kazayis for haraya that you say a nusach habracha shekedishanu de mitzvahs v'tzivanu. That's what it sounds like in the Rosh. So the Shagas Aryeh asks Akasha on the Rosh. If you look, the Shari Tshuva next to the Be'heter quotes the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh asks Akasha on the Rosh. It doesn't make any sense. The whole reason why we need a Kazayis Mor is because he's saying Nusach HaBroch Al Achilas Mor. So say a different Nusach. Say Al Mitzvah Smor. Say Al Mitzvah Smor. Say the Ein Achilah Pchusa Mikazayis. So if you say the Nusach Al Achilas Mor, so you're stuck, you have to eat a kazayis. So say a nusach al mitzvah smar, you'd be able to get away with less than a kazayis. So he doesn't understand what the Rosh is talking about. Furthermore, the problem is, the Mishnah says, on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, it says that the rule mitzvah from Yachan. Eli Rokeshan Yotze, and then it says mitzvah from the kazayis. So it's beferish in the Mishnah, that if you eat a fifth of a kazayis of Tamcha, a fifth of a kazayis of Chazeres, fifth of the Zayas of Charchavin and son, so the Roman start from Yachad to a Kazayas. But the Beferish Mishnah, do you need a Kazayas? What's the Rosh standing on his head to prove? The Rosh raises the question, do you need a Kazayas? So he says he thinks you need a Kazayas for Harai that you say, Nusach HaBroch HaLach Yilas Mar. Say from the Mishnah, Daf Lam and Tess, so the Beferish that you need Kazayas. So the Achreinim are bothered with these kinds. So the Rosh suggested a Teretz, part of his Teretz says in the standard Svarim, so he said, the Rosh knows the Mishnah, that you need a Kazayis. That's when Morar is their Raisa. The Rosh is only asking, Morar Bizman is as the Rabbanon, and the reason why it's the Rabbanon is Zeichel HaMikdash, so the Rosh is Mesupik. What does it mean, Zeichel HaMikdash? Zeichel HaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a mitzvah, Morar Bizman is there, A zechel amigdash, that's the whole mitzvah, is to make a zechel amigdash. If it's a mitzvah, morer b'zman hazemed the rabbanon, so then morer called the tikkun rabbanon came the right, said tikkun, so morer needs kazayas, so morer b'zman hazemed needs kazayas also. But if you say that the whole nature of the mitzvah b'zman hazemed, it's not just that's what motivated the chacham to make a mitzvah, that is the essence of the mitzvah, is to make a zecher. So if you have a taste of mashahu, so you'll have a zechel amigdash, you have to have a whole kazayas in order to make a zechel amigdash, a mashahu should be good enough. So the Rosh is poshet the shayla not from the nusach habracha. That's when the shagasai asks, so why do you say nusach al achilos mor? To say al mitzvahs mor. No, the Rosh is poshet the shayla from the fact that we still recite a bracha, period. If the Rosh meant to say that if the mitzvah of mor b'zman hazeh wouldn't even be a mitzvah of achilos mor mid the rabbanim, just be a mitzvah to make a zechel amigdosh, so on a mitzvah of zechel amigdosh, perhaps that's what the Rosh is driving at. You don't say a bracha. That's what the Chag Yankov quotes on the bottom of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch. So when it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you eat koirach zechel amigdash kehilel, so the Chag Yankov quotes from the Aruch, who asks Akasha, the Rishon, the Aruch asks Akasha, why don't we recite a bracha before you eat the koirach? It's a little funny Akasha. Why should you say a bracha? Koirach is eating matzah mar. So you said a bracha lachilos matzah, you said a bracha lachilos mar. So we're not sure what's the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of eating koirach, of eating matzah and mara, whether you have to eat them dafka separately or you have to eat them together. So first we say a bracha and matzah, then we say a bracha, then we eat them together. Maybe that's the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah. So it is covered with a bracha. So it's a strange kasha. But that's what the Aruch is bothered with, such a kasha. Why don't we recite a bracha before you eat koirach? So the answer is, since the mitzvah of koirach is not really a mitzvah of achila, it's a mitzvah of zechel amigdosh. So zechel amigdosh, you never say a bracha, because the zecher is like, there's no maisa mitzvah. You're eating koirach, but the mitzvah really is to reminisce about the way things used to be. B'zman shebis amigdash oyakayim. So whenever there's no maisa mitzvah, the mitzvah is only in your mind, to think about something. So on a mitzvah that you fulfill the machshava, there's no bracha. That's the Beis Yosef has such a klal. When someone is mevat l'chametz, so why doesn't he say a bracha, asher kedushanu v'sosu tzivanu al bir chametz? When he's mevatel chametz, so he says, since he could have been mevatel beliboy, lo shana gemar is mevatel beliboy v'dayoy, so even if he's mevatel v'peh, but a mitzvah that you could fulfill b'machshaveh, so there's no bracha. So over here also, l'chare, that's what the Aruch is driving at, that if the nature of the mitzvah is zechel amigdosh, so you don't say a bracha. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's what the Rosh was driving at. Not from the fact that you recite the nusach habrocha al achilos mor. No. So why did they make us say al achilos mor and make us eat a kazayis? So give us a break, let us say al mitzvahs mor. You won't have to have a kazayis. No. From the fact that they say that you still say a bracha. It's already 2,000 years since the Churban Bayis Sheni. We still say a bracha when we eat mor. So that shows that the nature of the mitzvah of mor b'zman hazeh is not that it's a mitzvah of zechel amigdash. Zechel amigdash is what motivated the chachamim to introduce the mitzvah of achilos mor b'zman hazeh. So once it's achilos mor, it's called the Tikra Abanaka in their Isaac Tikkun. According to the second Pshat in Rashi, Lucharada and Lamates on the base, that was the Gemara Sophic. The one Pshat in Rashi, the Sophic, is in the nature of Maisa Sheni de Rabbanon. Where the Maisa Sheni de Rabbanon is a mitzvah sachido is just an Iser to eat a chutz li Rishalayim. And the Mele, if it's a mitzvah sachido, then it's a tarte de sasri with the mitzvah sachido if Maisa Sheni is a mitzvah sachido, then it's a tie to the sasri with the mitzvah sachila of mora. If ma'aseh sheni is just an isa liyoch l'chutz yirushalayim, it's not a mitzvah achila, then it's not a tie to the sasri with the mora. The second pshat in Rashi has that the suffix of the gemara is not regarding the nature of ma'aseh sheni de rabbanon. Is it called the tikkun rabbanon kein the rashi tikkun? The suffix of the gemara is what's the nature of the mitzvah of mora b'zman hazeh? Do you say called the tikkun rabbanon kein the rashi tikkun? Did they introduce it as a mitzvah of mora b'zman hazeh? Or did they introduce it only as a zechel amigdash? So then the answer was given that it was introduced as a mitzvah of mor. What's difficult with Rashi is, a pele, how is it possible to talk about Achilas Ma'aseh Sheni b'zman hazeh b'zman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim? The Gemara says in Makkos on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes a brisa that you can only eat Ma'aseh Sheni b'Yerushalayim b'zman she'yesh mizbeach banui. There are three things the Gemara says that need havoas makom. One is b'chor behema tahira, and one is ma'ase sheni, and the third one is bikurim. So what does it mean havoas makom? Havoas makom means you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. All karbanos have to be brought to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash. You don't call that havoas makom. We only single that from all the karbanos in the world, only b'chor behema tahira needs havoas makom, and bikurim and ma'ase sheni. Probably netter revai also, same as ma'ase sheni. So what does it mean Abu Asmakam? So Rabbi Menachem Zembe explains what it means. Rabbi Chaim has a say in a sefer on the Rambam, has a whole piece. He keeps on hacking about Abu Asmakam, Abu Asmakam, Abu Asmakam, but it doesn't define what it means. So he left it up to Rabbi Menachem Zembe. He gives the definition. In his Hakdamah to the Sifrei Zutam, when he talks about the Eser Kedushas, so he explains Abu Asmakam means that an achatas and an oil and a shlamim and a korban pesach, every other korban, when you magdash it. In America, you can't be makriv it over here. We don't have any mizbech. So you have to fly it to Yerushalayim. You have to bring it to Eretz Yisrael and be makriv it over there in the Beis Hamikdash. That's not called avoas makom. It has the full kedusha here before you bring it to Yerushalayim. But in these three things, b'chor behema tahira, and ma'ase sheni, and bikurim, kolzman, you don't bring it to Yerushalayim, it doesn't have the full kedusha. After you bring it to Yerushalayim, avoas makom is mashlim the kedusha. So that's the definition just of the usage of the term of Havoas Makom. So the Gemara says that whatever needs Havoas Makom, so Bizman Shein Mizbeach Banui, you cannot eat Ma'ase Sheni even in Yerushalayim. The Havoas Makom means that by bringing the Ma'ase Sheni to Yerushalayim, you're mashlim the Kedusha of the Ma'ase Sheni. And therefore you're able to eat it. But Bizman Shein Mizbeach Banui, so the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that there is no, you can't have any Havoas Makom. The Gemara says there in Makkos and Daf Yutes on a day, it's a different thing. The first one, Yutes on a day, that's a brisa where the Tanoim said, how do you know that Bizman Shein Mizbeach Banu that you're not able to eat Ma'ase Sheni B'Yerushalayim? So they learn it off in the post. Then the Gemara on a day has another drosha, a different drosha, that there is a lav, L'Such Alecha B'Sherecha Ma'ase D'Goncha V'Sirochcha V'Yitzarecha V'Chores B'Korcha V'Tzanecha, etc. There's a loy says if a person eats Ma'ase Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, he gets Malkus. So the Gemara says that's only if the Ma'ase Sheni was brought into Yerushalayim and taken out. But Kolzman, it was never brought into Yerushalayim, you don't get Malkus if you eat it. So Taisa says, wow, so it's mutter to eat all the Ma'ase Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim. So what are we wasting our time to bring it to Yerushalayim? Taisa says, no, you're right on the essay. You're not allowed to eat the Chutz Yerushalayim because of the essay, but the lav of losuch lecho b'sharecho is only violated after you brought it into Yerushalayim, then you took it out. That's exactly why the pashtus is because avos makom means that that's what's mashlim the kedusha. That's the pashtus. What Tesis writes on lamet chesam and aleph. The Gemara raises the question: boy reish lokish ma'ushi yetsi adam dechavos bechala shel ma'ase sheni b'Yerushalayim. According to Rabbi Yosai Glili, Ma'ase Sheni is no good, period. There's nothing to discuss. Because it's Eina Nechel Banidus. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yosai Glili, doesn't hold from that. But Rabbi Akiva holds, has to be Nechel B'chol Ma'ashavas. Holds from the other din. Ma'ase Sheni Nechel is B'chol Ma'ashavas is no good. So the Gemara wants to know, what about over here? Chala Shal Ma'ase Sheni. The Gemara said previously that that's a machlokes that depends on Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Meir. There's a machlekes of Yudah Rav Meir where the Ma'ase Sheni is mamon gavoy, mamon bailam. See, if you hold, we, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak, that usually we pass Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, Lachak Rav Yudah, but over here this is an exception to the rule, we pass like Rav Meir. Meir holds that Ma'ase Sheni is mamon gavoy. So once we pass from Lachak, Ma'ase Sheni is mamon gavoy, so it's simply not chai v'chalo. So it doesn't exist. Chalo and Ma'ase Sheni doesn't exist. So the Gemara is talking, if one should assume like Rav Yudah, and Ma'ase Sheni is Mamon Bailam, it's not Mamon Gavaya. We pass the Mamon Gavaya, so the whole case doesn't exist. But if one would assume, like Rabbi Yudah, that Ma'ase Sheni is Chayiv and Chala, so what's the din? Ma'ase Sheni alone, according to Rabbi Akiva, is good for Matzah. He doesn't offer the Drosha Mishen and Nechel Baninus. I but it has to be Nechel B'chol Ma'ashavis, and Ma'ase Sheni is Nechel B'chol Ma'ashavis. If it'll be Nitmo, you can be Paidit and eat it Chutz Yerushalayim. Or if you didn't bring it to Yerushalayim, you could be paid it. Fine. So it's called Nechel B'chol Ma'ashavas. Chala per se, if a person is a Kohen and he has matzahs that are made from Truma, from Chala, So the din is that it's good. You can adam yetzidech avaseh. If he's a kohen, if he's not a kohen, he's not allowed to eat the challah or the truma. But if he's a kohen and he's permitted to eat the truma and challah, so he can yeti matzah shel challah on Pesach night. The shaila is, so challah alone is not a problem. The ma'aseh sheni alone, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not a problem. The shaila Reish Lakish asks, what if it's challah shel ma'aseh sheni? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that such a thing exists. Challah shel ma'aseh sheni. What's the shaila? The whole reason why Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Glili, the matzah shel ma'aseh sheni is good, is because he doesn't believe in ena nechol baninus, doesn't hold from that drasha, but he holds from a different drasha, has to be roi lechol b'chol ma'ishavos. So the shaila is here. If you have challah shel ma'aseh sheni shenitma, it'll never be able to be nechol b'chol ma'ishavos. Nitma is a cause to allow you to be paid the ma'aseh sheni aspect that it has. If ma'aseh sheni shenitma b'Yerushalayim, you can be paid it. And then you can eat it wherever you want. You can eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. But challah that becomes tummy, there's no way to undo the kedusha. What are you going to be nishal on the challah? Why is that talking about the possibility of nishal? Nishal on the challah just undo the whole challah in front of it. If you make a hataras and dorm, just undo the whole thing. That's not called a possibility. It means you made a mistake. If you're nishal on the challah, it's not mikana labo. It's iglani muslim afreid. It never was challah in the first place. Because man, you're not nishal. You don't consider that possibility that should be nechal b'chol meishavas. So the Gemara asks the Shaila, maybe this is a lack of Nechal B'chol Meshavos. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. Why? Hoil v'iloi kora l'Hashem. If you hadn't yet been kora Hashem, if you wouldn't be kora Hashem, chala on this Ma'aseh Sheni, it would have been roi lechal b'chol Meshavos. So Tosis asks the Kasha, hoil v'iloi kora l'Hashem. So everything is like that. So why do you say Bikurim? You say Bikurim is not Nechal B'chol Meshavos, but hoil v'iloi kora l'Hashem. If it wouldn't be Koreshem Bikurim, it would have been good. So the answer is no, but it is Bikurim now. So Bikurim is not Nechal B'Homashav, so it's no good. What does the Gemara say? If he wouldn't have been Koreshem Challah, so Tosis explains, no. Poshit. Challah alone doesn't pose a tie to the Sasri with Matzah. Ma'aseh Sheni alone, according to Rabbi Kiva, does not pose a tie to the Sasri with Matzah. So what are you going to say? That if it's Challah Shel Ma'aseh Sheni, this is hyphenated. No, so the Gemara says, Hol V'Lei Kor Alei Shem. Ma'aseh Sheni per se is not a tar to the sasri with matzah, and challah per se is not a tar to the sasri. So when you happen to superimpose one on top of the other, they don't blend in together to become a new thing. So Tosis speak akasha. So what's with Ma'aseh Sheni? Why did the Gemara have to say that Ma'aseh Sheni is considered nechal? If you want to eat matzah shal Ma'aseh Sheni, according to Rabbi Akiva, is good. So the Gemara raised the question, but it's not Nechal B'chol Meshavos, because once you brought it into Yerushalayim, it no longer has any Pidyon. So the Gemara says, no, if it would be Nitma, it would have the possibility of having Pidyon. So Tosis Frekta Akasha, what do they have to come on to say? That if it would be Nitma, it would be theoretically Nivdeh, it could be Nechal B'chol Meshavos. Why don't you just say, before you brought the Ma'aseh Sheni into Yerushalayim, it was Nechal B'chol Meshavos, he could have been paid there without Nitma. So just because he brought it into Yerushalayim, why should that make it any worse? Lord Hiksha, the Tosfos on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, I Dilma. The Yod Hiksha, the Yesk in the middle, Yamid Hoyol, Ma'aseh Sheni, Naim in Nechal B'chol Meshavos, Echon Hol B'lo Helei, the Yerushalayim. So why did the Gemara have to come on to Rav Loza's din, that if it's Nitma in Yerushalayim, it has Pidyon, they should have said, before you brought it to Yerushalayim, it wasn't a tartar de sasri with the mitzvah. It was nechol b'chol meshavos. It shouldn't be a tartar de sasri with matzah. So Taisa says no. Ilam mishum de rab lazim l'chashu shem ma'aseh nechol b'chol meshavos. While mishum hoyel v'loy halei Yerushalayim. Kimo shein loy mahoyel v'loy korol shem ma'aseh. The ma'aseh now you did bring the ma'aseh shein into Yerushalayim. Ma'aseh shein that was born into Yerushalayim. You mashlim the kedusha. Kozman you didn't bring into Yerushalayim has an incomplete Kedusha. So that, the level of Kedusha that it had before you bring it into Yerushalayim is theoretically Nechal B'chol Meshavos. Because you can be put it Chutz Yerushalayim. Once you bring it into Yerushalayim, it's Mashlim the Kedusha. That's exactly the concept of Havoas Mokim. That's the Gemara in Makkos, that you only get Malkus feeding by Sesheni Chutz Yerushalayim. After you brought it into Yerushalayim, then you take it out. So that's what Tosis says over here. You can't say, Hoyel, it would have been Nechal B'chol Meshavos if I wouldn't have declared it as Bikurim. What does it happen with it? But if we're talking it is Bikurim. So it doesn't help over here. Calls man that I didn't bring the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, it's Nechal B'chomashot. But the Maisa I did bring it into Yerushalayim. So it has the next step of Kedusha. So that's the Pashtas, what Tosis is saying. That's the definition that Rabbi Menachem Zembe gave. That Havas Maka means that by bringing it to Yerushalayim, it's Mashlim the Kedusha. The Gemara gives three nafkaminas in the Machlekes Rameh Rabbeuda, where the Maaseh Sheni is Mom and Bailam among Govaya. So one nafkamina was whether it's Chayiv Bechalo. If it's Mom and Govaya, it's just like Hegdish, it's not Chayiv Bechalo. One nafkamina was, is it called Shalachem? For Dalaninim, you need Shalachem on the first day Yontif. The third nafkamina is whether Odom Yotze Ba'idei Chavasa B'Pesach. So the Gemara asks, "Aronim yotzei dechavasa bePesach, miksiv matzaschem? Does it say in the Chumash has to be shalachem? There's no marker for that." So the Gemara says, "No, it's lechem lechem. It's a gzera shava between matzah lechem oni, hoy bachochem lechem haaretz by chiyuv chalak." So here there's a machlokes. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out here there's a machlokes. The Rambam and the Rosh, what are you learning out from the pasuk? So the Rambam writes that matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah bo ba'aveira. The Rosh says matzah gzula is no good because you need shalachem. Zula is not Shalachem. So on the bottom of the page, they ask on the Rosh, why did he have to come on to this reasoning of Shalachem? Why didn't he give the reasoning of Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveira? But Fakert, they ask on the Rambam, the Kasha and the Rambam is, should have been stronger. What did the Rambam have to come on to? Anuchi Soren, that is Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveira. He should have said that you need Shalachem. It's an offering Gemara, you need Shalachem. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. It would appear that there's a clear machlokes, the Rambam and the Rosh, what does the Gzera Shava teach me? So the Rosh understands Kipshuto, you need Shalachem, just like you need Shalachem by Dalad Minim, so you need Shalachem by Matzah as well. And that's why this same Gemara appears in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Hei Omer Aleph. So this Vasemis over there raises the issue that Maisa Mechol Yom, when you visit someone on Pesach night by the Seder, he gives you Matzah, he gives you permission to eat his Matzah, he was never makna the Matzah to you, so he raises the issue, how is that Shalachem? So it's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer. If I invite someone to my home, and he takes the food, and he's mekadesh to have another guest eating at the table. So he takes some food that I give him, and he gives it to the guest, and he says, Harem Kodeshesli. So in Ebenezer, there's a discussion. Is it implicit when I give food to the guest that I'm makna the food to the guest? It's Shalachem? Well, no, I give him permission to eat my food, but it's not Shalachem. So that's what the Paschal discuss over here. Is it so obvious that when I invite guests to my home and I give them matzah, that it's Taka Shalachem? So the Sfasemis raises the issue. So the whole issue only is according to the Rosh. The Rosh holds that you really need Shalachem by matzah. The Rambam seems to hold that it's just a word, if it's Momo Govoya, so it's Hegdish. So Hegdish, just like Hegdish is not Chai Mechala, so Shal Hegdish is not kosher for the mitzvah of matzah. But it's not a word that you need Shalachem. By Chalugufa, there is no such halacha that if the flower doesn't belong to me, it doesn't become tevel. It does become tevel. I can't be mafresh. I can't be koreshem if it's a dove sheinu shaloi. So that's a machlekes. The Rambam and the Rosh. What does the gzereshov of lechem lechem tell me over here? Does it mean to say you need shalachem? That's how the Rosh learns kipshuta, the same as dalad meaning. And the Rambam holds no. It just means to tell me that just like hegdish is not chayiv and chalas, so to hegdish is posel for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Amen on the base, there's a very famous Tosfos, you should take a look, the Tosfos Shans on this daf, Tosfos Rashmi Shans and the Tosfos Rabbi Yudas Sirlion and Brachas Daf Yitches, has a long machlekes, the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, is very lebedik a topic, very rich. The Rabbi Yudas Sirlion has his own sheet about this. There are some dinim deraisa that they're involved in, machlokes and dinim deraisa. It's a detailed topic about the burying mason with tachrich and with this, with shatnas and tzitzis. But part of what they're arguing about is a machlokes on a din deraisa. Okay.